with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. 16 states are suing President Trump over his national emergency declaration.
This litigation will at the very least put a delay to the money that he's trying to get immediately.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Davis O'Brien joins us with the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. A report from a House panel says former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn and others in the White House pushed a plan to build dozens of nuclear power reactors in Saudi Arabia, despite legal and ethical warnings. The Wall Street Journal first reported details of the plan in a series of articles early into President Trump's tenure in 2017. Flynn was fired in February of that year. Officials said he misled the White House about conversations he had with Russia's ambassador to the United States. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced Tuesday that he's joining a growing crowd of Democratic contenders, launching a bid for the White House in 2020. He made the announcement via email and video.
Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
Sanders is the sixth senator so far to seek the Democratic nomination. Sanders carried 22 states in the 2016 primaries, but ultimately lost the nomination to Hillary Clinton. Walmart, the world's biggest retailer, saw strong holiday sales gains in the U.S. thanks to strong grocery sales and online orders on top of holiday purchases. Comparable sales rose 4.2%, marking one of Walmart's biggest quarterly gains in a decade. E-commerce sales rose too. The company says they jumped 43% in the latest quarter. German designer Karl Lagerfeld has died at the age of 85. Lagerfeld was the creative force behind fashion houses Chanel and Fendi. Still to come, 16 states sue President Trump over his national emergency declaration. As expected, 16 states are taking the Trump administration to court over the emergency declaration to fund a wall along the southern border. The issue could reach the Supreme Court and become a flashpoint for the 2020 election. Joining us now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Davis O'Brien. Rebecca, California is leading the charge here, and the lawsuit filed on Monday also includes New York, New Jersey, Virginia, and others, mostly states led by Democratic attorneys general and Democratic governors. And a main argument here is that the president is undermining Congress with this declaration, right? Because he would be going around Congress to seek the funding for this border wall.
Right. Congress denied the president the full amount of funding he sought, you know, $6 billion for this border wall funding. They approved some amount, but not all that he was seeking. So what he ended up doing was declaring a state of emergency last Friday. The states and others are arguing that the president's move undermined Congress and is redirecting federal funds, some of which was intended for the states themselves, and to build the wall.
Where is the president looking to pull that from?
The declaration allows him, or is designed to allow him, to access billions of dollars from primarily military construction projects. There also are other federal funds that are directed towards states that these states say in the lawsuit they use for drug interdiction and drug prevention efforts. But military construction is the primary issue. And I think that one argument legal experts we consulted said could come up is that this might not fit the definition of military construction. So, yeah, this is the diversion of other federal funds, basically the idea.
This is something that the president anticipated and even talked about on Friday when he announced the national emergency declaration. How is the lawsuit now likely to wind through the court system? Is it expected to actually reach the Supreme Court?
You know, we can never predict exactly how these lawsuits will progress, but it's certainly likely to lead to at least a temporary stay in the release of funds we see back and forth in the district. It's in the Northern District of California. We're likely to see a stay of some sort that will prevent the funds from being released, and then that will be battled out in the courts and then the appellate courts, and then could eventually work its way up to the Supreme Court.
Rebecca, something that also struck me on Friday and that others have noted as well is when the president said, "I didn't need to do this," referring to the declaration and wanting to speed up the process of getting additional funding. Is this a statement that could undermine him when it comes to the courts deciding whether or not this is a legitimate declaration? What did the experts you spoke to say about who has the best case here?
Well, certainly it's one of the – it was mentioned in the lawsuit. The lawsuit says that the president himself admitted that he didn't need to do this. The legal experts we spoke with said that it is one of the several pieces of this whole unrolling of this declaration that could end up haunting the president if this goes to court.
And you note in your piece that this court battle could even go beyond 2020, making it all but certain that this will continue to be a major topic during election season. At this point, the legal challenge, as you say, will certainly delay building the wall by blocking access to the funding the president is seeking, right?
Yes, that seems likely, that this litigation will at the very least put a delay to the money that he's trying to get immediately.
And the administration is also facing potentially other lawsuits regarding the National Emergency Declaration.
Yeah, there was one filed on Friday, and the Democrats in Congress are also considering their own legal options here. There's a constitutional question here as about whether he has circumvented constitutional protections and divisions of power.
How do you think, if you had to predict how this might play out during campaigning?
Fortunately, I am not the politics reporter, but as we've seen in previous cases of the states challenging the president in the last 2 years, these things kind of bounce back and forth in various courts, and you know, they eventually become kind of sprawling issues that never quite get pinned down. We never quite understand. We're still dealing with what was now called the Muslim ban. That's still something that we talk about and that courts are still grappling with. So, you know, I think that this could end up being I don't know if we're going to see a wall in 2 years, but I think we'll still be hearing about this declaration.
So it sounds like it'll be a major topic of discussion for some time. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Davis O'Brien joining us in our studio in New York. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.